Woohoo! We're in session 9 of Take the Reins. Get ready to get into action. Every time I get to go through this process with someone, it's surprising. It's surprising how well it works, and it's surprising how much comes out of this adventure. The chewy juiciness of realizing that yes, not only can you follow your dreams, but you are stronger, more resilient, and closer to your goals than you ever thought. What is an action plan? An action plan is a sequence of steps that need to be taken or activities that need to be performed in order for a strategy to succeed. An action plan is a list of things to be done that are directly related to your goal. They can be big things or small things, but they're things that will move you forward. Actions can be checked off a list. They're not ongoing. It's a good idea to attach a time frame to every action. You'll be continually adding to and checking things off your action plan. So design it in such a way that you can do this easily. It might be on your phone, it might be on your computer, it might be in a notebook, but make it so that it remains a live document and that you stay in relationship with it over time. One of my mottos is, action precedes inspiration. It's common for us as humans to think that we need to wait to feel inspired to get some important task or activity done. We have the misguided notion that we need to feel particularly moved or empowered in order to get into action and do something creative or constructive. I am telling you right now, though, that this is not the case. It is action that fuels inspiration, and the resistance you feel to getting into action at times is a normal part of the human condition. Why do we all experience procrastination and resistance? Action, by its very nature, is creative. No matter what you're doing, you are bringing something new into existence. Do you ever wonder why there are things you know you want to do, things you know would help move you towards your goals, and yet you just cannot seem to get them done? There are times that a mental block can feel almost tangible, like you could lean forward and bang your head up against a real wall. A few years ago, I read this awesome little book called The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. Pressfield is a writer, obviously, I suppose, and he writes about his belief that we all have two lives, the life we live and the unlived life within us. It's his contention that what stands between those two lives is resistance. He writes, "Have you ever brought home a treadmill and let it gather dust in the attic? Ever quit a diet, a course of yoga, a meditation practice? Have you ever bailed out on a call to embark upon a spiritual practice, dedicate yourself to a humanitarian calling, commit your life to the service of others? Have you ever wanted to be a mother, a doctor, an advocate for the weak and helpless, to run for office, crusade for the planet, campaign for world peace, or to preserve the environment? Late at night, have you experienced a vision of the person you might become, the work you could accomplish, the realized being you were meant to be? Are you a writer who doesn't write, a painter who doesn't paint, an entrepreneur who never starts a venture? Then you know what resistance is. As powerful as our soul's call to realization, so potent are the forces of resistance arrayed against it." End quote. He goes on to say that any act that rejects immediate gratification in favor of long-term growth, health, or integrity can elicit resistance. Things like pursuing a creative calling or launching a project, staying on a diet or an exercise program, overcoming a bad habit or an addiction, following through on an act of moral courage, or taking a principled stand in the face of adversity, all these invite resistance with a capital R. At times, it can seem that resistance comes from outside ourselves. We find it in our spouses, our jobs, our kids, and our schedules, even in our horses. The truth is, though, that it comes from within. I'd like you to consider that, like your inner critic, resistance is not you. Resistance will tell you almost anything to keep you from taking action and reason with you like a lawyer, though it is in you, It is not unique to you. It is not personal. Resistance is in all of us, and we can all fight it. If we couldn't, there'd be no War and Peace, no Romeo and Juliet, and there would be no Eiffel Tower. Resistance is fear. Resistance is fear. Procrastination is fear. Pressfield writes, "We fear discovering that we are more than we think we are, more than our parents, our children, our teachers think we are. We fear that we actually possess the talent that our still small voice tells us, that we actually have the guts, the perseverance, the capacity. We fear that we truly can steer our ship, plant our flag, reach our promised land. We fear this because if it's true, then we become estranged from all we know. We fear this because if it's true, then we become estranged from all we know." Think about that. Pressfield contends that it's only by going professional that we win our private battles with resistance. He encourages us to show up, follow through, and take action no matter what. If we stay committed for the long haul, we will beat resistance at its own game. Going pro is not about doing something for money. In fact, the more you love your goal or your art or your calling, and the more important it is to the evolution of your soul, the more resistance you'll feel facing it. Going pro is about the attitude it produces. It's about, as he says, the hardcore, hard head, hard hat state of mind that shows up for work despite rain or snow or dark of night and slugs it out day after day. I'm asking you in Take the Reins to go pro. Consider that your goals are important to the evolution of your soul and show up, hard hat in hand, every day. Tolstoy had 13 kids and he still wrote War and Peace. Your action plan is yours. You can let resistance continue to keep you stalled out, or you can liberate yourself from it by acting first and expecting inspiration later. If you feel like you're already constantly in action, but still not where you'd like to be, know that resistance can keep you very busy circling around your real work. Take advantage of the process that I'm taking you through to get to the heart of what matters to you so that you can identify the busy work resistance assigns you and liberate yourself from it over and over and over again. All right, there is truly magic in making a start. I'm going to leave you this session with a quote, another one. This one from W.H. Murray. He was a Scottish mountaineer who spent 3 years as a prisoner of war during World War II. I've heard this quote many times, but only recently did I find out more about him, and his words hold much more meaning for me now than they did before. While he was imprisoned, Murray wrote a book called Mountaineering in Scotland. The first draft of the work was literally written on the only paper available to him, rough toilet paper. The manuscript was found and destroyed by the Gestapo. Murray's response to this loss was to start again. Even though his physical condition was so poor by then that he was near starvation and he believed that he would never climb again. The book was finally published in 1947. In it, he wrote, "Until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans. That the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issue from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance, which no man could have dreamed would have come his way. Whatever you can do or dream you can do, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Begin it now. In your training notebook, attach some dates to your benchmarks and your action steps, and think about the ways in which resistance, with a capital R, may show up for you. Then start taking action. Let your goals guide you rather than your emotions. Don't wait for inspiration. Act first. The smallest action can spark huge results, I promise. So, go pro. That's it for session 9. We've got one more session to go, and I'll meet you there in session 10.